Blog Talk Radio.
Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus.
For the mighty things that he has done, we would like to welcome you to the Crossroad Broadcast. We are broadcasting live from the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. I'm Dr. Mary McCoy, and this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and we will be glad in it. We would like to just take this opportunity to welcome to you, to introduce to you the panelists for the Crossroads broadcast. They are as following: Dr. Gloria Castor and Dr. June Normio. We want you to know today that we have an exciting topic today that we want to discuss, and that is middle age. And I know that there is a lot of concern sometimes with people that are middle age. Sometimes when they begin to think about their age and when they begin to think about what that time, the middle age that they're approaching, sometimes it is not a good feeling. But we want you to just to walk with us today to just be able to hear what the counselors have to say about middle age. We're going to talk about the effects of middle age, and we're going to talk about the causes of middle age. And then first we're going to go in to introduce you into middle age. Now, we want you to call a neighbor, call a friend, let them know that the Crossroads broadcast is on the air. But first we're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. And why don't you come and go with us? Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we praise you. We magnify your name. We thank you, dear God, for all that you have done, all, God, that you're going to do according to your word. We thank you, God, that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. Our word, how we hid it in our heart, that we will not sin against thee. We thank you today, God, because you are the King of kings. You are the Lord of lords. You are the Alpha and Omega. You are the beginning and the end, the first and the last. You are the true and the living God. We thank you today for having all power in your hand. Now, Lord, even as we get ready to discuss middle age on today, we pray, God, that this discussion will bring clarity and, God, give understanding, give revelation to all those that are listening. And, God, even those that are not middle aged and yet approaching that time, are those that need to understand what a middle aged person goes through. We ask the Lord to give clarity, give understanding, God, that they too, God, will know how to live and how to with a person that's middle aged and what to expect. Because you know what? When you really think about it, we know that God, he's in every age, and all we have to do is to surrender mind, body, soul, and spirit to him. So, Lord, we just thank you right now for all that you have done and all you're going to do according to your word. In Jesus' name we pray, and God, we thank you. Amen and amen. Yes, you are listening to the Crossroads broadcast. I'm Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. We are broadcasting live from Jacksonville, Florida. And we want to get in today. We want to get right in without a discussion on middle age. So let's begin to talk about this man by the name of Ben. Ben had made his desire very clear to his family. There was not going to be no party to celebrate his birthday. For years, he had joked that life began at 40 and that he wanted a big bash to usher him into the middle age. Well, something had changed. At before, he decided that he didn't want a party. And we see, when we begin to look at him, at Ben, it tells us that before he had joked around and that he thought that he was going to celebrate this 40th anniversary but him being at the age of 40. So apparently he had changed his mind. He felt different about being 40. He felt good about him just approaching. It may have been 10 years before he was even 40 years old. But then when he began to reach that age, then he changed his mind. He didn't want a party. He didn't want to celebrate. You know how people are sometimes. They'll say that you're 40, they'll say that you're over the hill, but that is not true. I believe this first statement that he made, when he was joking, that life began at 40. We know life began before 40, but when you don't, sometimes when people approach certain ages, they begin to think that just because I'm a certain age, then I got to act a certain age. Well, you don't have to. You need to be able to enjoy every day. Every day is a good day if you allow that day to be a good day. Now, when we began to look at Ben, when his time came, he had began to change his mind. Enough other things had changed as well. His marriage had lost the spark that once was so obvious. So what happened? You know, his marriage didn't have to change, but apparently he was changing himself. You know, he was thinking negative about him turning 40 years old, so he started acting different. He was acting different towards his wife. You know, the spark that they had in their marriage relationship before that was so obvious, now he had lost that spark. And then as we found out that he rarely even compliment his wife. Now, what he was doing before, why would he change what he was doing when it was so obvious, when most likely that meant something to his wife, the way that he treated her before? And then it let us know that he had began to criticize, you know, his wife and saying a lot of sarcastic things about her and towards her. Now, just because when I think about this, when I began to look at this, he wasn't really feeling so good about himself. He had a negative feeling about his own self. And because he was so negative, then he began to pull his wife in with him. He was negative. He didn't want his wife to feel happy, and he didn't want her to feel vibrant. She didn't want her to continually to feel the way that she was feeling. So a lot of negativity was going on. Even when they visited their other couples, he began to belittle his wife in front of them. He had a really sour attitude. Now, we have to remember, and I hope you're listening today, it doesn't matter, you know, what age you are. It doesn't change you in a way. It should not change your attitude. It should mature you. It should make you more responsible. It should make you more loving. It should make you more kind. It should make you be more respectful to other people. But this was not the case with Ben. Ben was had a bad attitude. He was he had a sour attitude, and so therefore, because he wasn't positive, because he wasn't getting along with people per se, he began to lose some of his friends. His friends began to pull away from him. Who want to be around a person that has a bad attitude? Who want to be around someone that has a sour attitude? And that's what he had taken just because he was turning 40 years old. I mean, that's a great age to be 40 years old, you know. And so, but he didn't think of it as that way. And remember, he was looking forward to it, and something changed on the inside of him that made his life miserable and made others' life miserable as well. And then things at work wasn't any better at work. So we can see if he has a bad attitude and he is not getting along at home and he's very negative in his thinking, then it let you know that will affect his job. So here we see after graduated from college, then had gone to work for IBM. And his career had moved off to a good start, and he had, you know, he had really got some early promotions. And shortly before his 40th birthday, however, Ben was passed over for the manager position that he had long worked for and expected. And when we look at that, it makes you think that he blamed that on his age. It could have been something else that caused him to not to be able to get that management position. I knew they tell us that he was there and that was his working for in order to get that management position, but he didn't get it. Somebody else got that management position, and it seems like he was passed over. And in his mind and mentality, he would think that he was most likely thinking that it was because of his age. But a lot of times, it's not because of your age. It's because of your attitude, it's your disposition, it's the way that you get along with people, the quality of work that you're doing. A whole lot of things has to that filter in to why you're not, sometimes the reason why you may be looked over. And it tells also he had the same man, Ben. He began to plunge into depression, and he also condemned himself. He put himself down. He thought he was a failure. He was defiant in a way. And then when his two children got ready to go to college, because he hadn't lost that, didn't get that position, then he was thinking like, well, you know, I'm not going to be able. He made this announcement. I'm not going to be able, you know, to finance your college. You know, I didn't get the job. I didn't get the position. Now I don't have enough money to send you all to college. So, you know, that's what happened. I didn't have, you know, sometimes when people go into certain things, they saying that I didn't get the right connection. I didn't know the right person, and they looked over me. And it's not always that. I'm not saying it doesn't happen, but most likely with him, you know, it didn't happen like that, you know, most likely with him. When his sons was found, he found out that one of his sons was on drugs, and then he exploded. You know, he's already having anger issues already. And so, therefore, he refused at first to meet with the young man counselor. You know, he was angry. He was in this bad, foul attitude. And so that was his way of being defiant. This is his way of punishing his son or punishing himself or whatever. But, you know, you have to make sure that you don't let what affect your life and you not having sour grapes and all of that in order to affect your loved ones or even your life as well. Because when you are not, when you're not in a good attitude, then it's going to spread all over the atmosphere where you are, where you reside, you know, your home or wherever, your work is going to have a, it's going to affect that. So, this man was usually he would often jog in the morning time, usually by himself. And on Sunday, it seemed like Ben liked to go, he liked to jog. But, you know, he wasn't going to church. You know, a lot of times when people go into different things in their life, then that different things affect them. Now, he was going to church faithfully, and he decided when he lost the management job, things wasn't going right. You know, his son was on drugs. Then he decided, well, I'm not going to go to church. You know what he did? He decided that, you know, I'm going to jog by the church. You know, he thought he was getting back at the church. Because of the fact that I'm going to let them not attend in church. I'm not going to go to church anymore. So I'm going to jog by the church, which would, because he thought, anyway, the people in the church were hypocrites anyway, so he's just going to jog by the church. And this is way of getting back, you know, with back to them. And in response to his wife had urged Ben to meet with a school counselor to talk about his son's drug problems, and then said little about himself, but he did open up with a couple of old friends who were able to tolerate his griping. You know, it's hard to be around a person that gripes all the time, a person that doesn't have a good attitude. It's very difficult sometimes to end the everyday listening to them griping. You know, you got people like that on your job. You got people in the church. You got people that around you, even in the home, that gripes a lot. And you know that's not a really, really good feeling. I can imagine how his wife felt. I can imagine how his children felt, how they had to put up with all his complaining and all of his griping, only because of the fact that he began to get older, only because of the fact that he was getting at middle age and he did not know how to handle it. And he, you know, sometimes when people like that, they expect others to overlook his sarcasm and understand his frustration. But these are things that he needs to straighten up. He needs to take care of himself. And, you know, if and most likely this person, they didn't have a good relationship with Christ. They didn't really know how to go to the Word, or just didn't go, or they didn't want God to fix things in their lives, and they didn't want to go to counselor in order to get them some help. Because sometimes, you know, the problem lies within us, and we are the one that need the help. And so, therefore, when you know that you need help, you need to initiate it, and you need to go, and you need to get some help, so you can be able to get along with people, and so that you don't be griping all the time, and that you don't put what has happened to you and make other people suffer with you as well. So then when we began to think about it, one day he began to have this conversation with someone at work, to maybe one of the officials, his supervisor, director, and he decided that he was going to move away from the city that he lived in. He was going to move somewhere else. So therefore, he sold his house. He was able to find a college that would finance aid for his kids, and he was going to move to a warmer climate. And so therefore, he got rid of his old car, and he got this new, got a new car, got a new job. And all of these seem to have given Ben a new lease on life. So what I'm saying to you today, sometimes we need a new lease on life. Sometimes we need to look our new lease on life. If we don't have Christ in our life, we need to activate Christ in our lives. Because when we have Christ in our lives, it will cause us to walk in the fruits of the Spirit. It will cause us to have a relationship with Christ so that God can help us with the things that we're going through in our life. And therefore, it's so important that we activate and we get a new lease on life. And the only way we can get an eternal and everlasting renewal on life is to let God to be a part of our life. So as we see, when he decided to move into another state, another city, he began to change. He got rid of some of the things that he had, the old car that he had, the house that he had, and so therefore his foresight, he began to look at things in a different way. And not only that, because he began to got a new lease on life. Then when he wasn't going to church before, because of the things that was happening to him, now he has began to start church again. And he's and as time went on, he began to get rid of not all of the son of it. As the time went on, the sarcasm and criticism and talking negative to his wife. So therefore, that's a good start. That's something that that we should consider today, even as we're talking about middle age. And we're talking about Ben, but this could be a woman. This could be suicidally as well. And so, therefore, it's very important that we keep all of this in mind. When we speak about middle age, some say it's the prime of life when you're talking about middle age. And some say it's a time to feel fabulous, to said a writer, this is what one of the writers said of a self-help book, says, it's time to feel fabulous about oneself, in other words. And it's even, someone said, it's a cruel joke, says another person, a turning point. It's a, and somebody says it's the end of youth when you get middle age and the beginning of the end. It is a forgotten generation. Now, these are all the things that the way people think about middle age. And it's according to one family physician, ignored by social plans, neglected by educators, and forsaken by the fashion and industry. So sometimes people look on it as that you are a generation that is forgotten. This is one family physician that says this, and somebody said, well, that person is, when they get a certain age, they're ignored by social planner, and they're neglected by educators, and forsaken by the fashion and industry. So they don't have a fashion that you wear. You know, things are so different now than it was a long time ago. And even if it wasn't, you know, you can't let people dictate to you a time or season, dictate to you on how you feel and how you're gonna how you're gonna conduct your life. You can't let them do this. You have to know who you are. You have to live in a way that's gonna make you happy. And many times people think that with their middle age is a time of crisis, even though some experts claim that the evidence for a middle life crisis does not exist. I'm sorry. But everyone, it is a time of transition and change. So if we know, and we have sense enough to know that we are transitioning. We're transitioning from one age to another, but it's not the end of life. It's a time that you can enjoy life. It's a time that you can get new friends and also to embrace the friends that you have. And it's a time where you can socialize even more with more people, you know, do things that's going to cause you to be happier. If you need to change your job, like Ben did, you know, whatever you need to do that's going to make you happy, you know, that's right, you need to do that. So when we began to look at all of this, yes, it was a change in his life. So as we see, he needed a change. When we look up a man named by Tom Mulligan, when he looks at middle age, it is a life perspective. It's turning 40 for many men is a traumatic experience. Sometimes men begin to get older, and as he said, it is traumatic for men. Sometimes it's traumatic for women as well, but it does not have to be that way. You know, that's why it's so good that we're able to walk you through this on today. And for those that are middle age and those that are approaching middle age or whatever, you need to know that you are somebody that has value. You are still someone that's able to give of yourself and to give to others. You know, now when you look at 40, a person that's 40, that's a young person. You know, it's not like it was a long time ago. You know, even now, each year, each age group that people, they go from transit one to the other, it seems like you're getting younger and younger. You see, you know, somebody say, oh, my goodness, I'm almost 30 years old. And then when they get 35 or 40, then they're looking at it as being a younger age, you know. So you have to be responsible. You can't be like Ben was and try to make people feel the way that he did, especially for his wife and his loved ones and his family. We need to be able to adapt. Number one, we need to let Christ come in our lives. We need to let God change us so that we can be the people that God can use in a great and a mighty way, and a person that will be productive for the kingdom, and a person that will be productive for the world that we live in. So why don't we just take a walk? We're going to get ready, and we're going to have Dr. June Normill to come in, and she's going to talk about the effects of middle age. Let's welcome Dr. June Normill to the False Road Podcast. Dr. Normill.
Thank you, Dr. McCoy. Good evening, Radio Land. I thank God for giving me the opportunity again to come before you today. My topic is the effects of middle age, the effects of middle age. And today's time, people wonder, what is middle age? You see people in their 20s, they complaining and saying they got property getting old, they want to be 15. You got people when they 30, then they feel they want to get old, they want to be 25. Everybody seems to be having a problem with what middle age is and getting older. But age is beautiful. Any age that you live to see, it's a beautiful age, and God have a reason for you to be that age. And today's time, people want to know, what is middle age? What is it? Is it 40 or is it 50? What is it? But inside the College Dictionary, we say middle age is the period of age beyond young adults, but before the onset of old age. They say various attempts have been made to define this age, which is around the third quarter of the average lifespan of human beings. According to College Dictionary, it considered middle age to occur between the ages of 40 and 60. According to the College Dictionary, it occurs that middle age is between the ages of 40 and 60. But the Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And scripture is true and scripture is right. And you can think anything you want to think in a way the Bible says what you think, that's so you to be. You could think you 25 and you 50, and you could feel that way in your spirit. But something to take place in life and transitioning with the middle-aged person. And I'm going to give you some of the effects that happen in middle-aged people around the age of 40 or 60. But some of them may vary because every person, every body from each individual is different. But the majority of statistics, I'm going to give you a certain things that happen with a person in the middle age. There's a body just transitioned to between the age of 40 and 60. Some of the effects that happen is, we will say, go along with the middle-aged person will be aging in the body. A lot of times, you'll see a lot of symptoms and things and signs in a person, individual, when they're going through the transition between the age of 40 and 60. Like I say, some of it different for each individual because everybody's body is different. But for the majority, in the adults, it starts showing visible signs of aging and the loss of skin, elasticity, and the graying of the hair. And that's when you see, like, a lot of time, like, people, their skin doesn't be as tight as it used to be when they were younger. And you may see sometimes maybe, like, a person around their neck or their chin or something, their face, the skin begins to be loosened. It don't be as tight as it was. And another sign that's so prevalent, and you can see between men and women both alike, is the aging and the lossing and the losing of the hair. That's one sign to show that people go through a fix to have the middle age, the lossing of the hair. And it also not only being lost and losing your hair, it also be the graying. When you start seeing a lot of time where people start getting, even yourself, whoever, start seeing gray in your hair, that means you're just going through a transition of your life in the middle ages. And as we all go through different stages in life, automatically our body changes because that's the way God designed it for it to be. So you'll start seeing the skin or a person being loose and the hair being lost, the hair start falling. Now you see the hairline start going further back on the head. Instead of when it used to be like a close to your forehead, now it's about halfway on the back of your head. That's just part of some of the effects that you get in middle age and also in the gray. And you could just continue. We all, whoever, could just gray and it get gray. And some people, they wear their gray very well and it look good, and there's nothing wrong with that. But then again, it depends on the individual, and there's nothing wrong with people want to dye their hair. to make North Tima feel better about, you know, going into the transition of middle age crisis, the middle age stage, because they feel if they dye their hair, they'll feel youthful, they'll look youthful, there ain't nothing wrong with that. But in reality, even when the dye is still a lad just for a while, you have to continue to dye it, your hair that caused that mindset to come for the individual. You know, maybe they might, the way they want to appear and look on the outside, it may be healthy for them. And not only for that, even in reality, sometimes people do things, we as people don't handle middle age well. We try to just do different things to try to prolong the youthfulness of our life. We try to do it by getting cosmetic surgery. You find people, they get a lot of Botox, they get a lot of things done to their body cosmetically to try to prolong or to try to cause stagnate the youthfulness in their life. But in reality, it still changes. It still changes because even though we may have the money or whatever means to have cosmetic surgery to make us look younger, you know, to take the wrinkles out of our face, the eyes, the crow feet around the eyes, or anything. But in reality, in your natural body, it's just, that's just the way it is. You'll still feel that, probably that oldness, that aging in your body, inside your physical body, just as well as you may be looking youthful on the outside. And a lot of times, people can't handle that also in the changing of the effects of it. And they have the outward effects of what they'll do. They try to hide it. But it comes out in a lot of ways that people will see that you don't even normally know that they're noticing it. That a lot of times people, they become more complaining about a lot of things. They be more irritable. And they could see it in your work habits and your ethics, how you used to carry yourself and different things. And it depends on the individual. You also have different ways to show it. And also, you can also look at a person as a middle-aged person going through the transition that's hard to deal with it. You will see in their outward effects the way a person dressed. You will see it like a person could be a more older person, but they'll start changing their dress and their style or their fashion to a more youthful fashion style to make them feel more, you know, youthful than it is. They can't hardly handle the transition of being old. So you can see it in the changing their attire, the way they wear things, and their lifestyle. And also, it could cause problems, too, in a person who has some of the effects of it. Not everyone, but most people, like even in their marriage and their family. Because a lot of times, when a person see the change within themselves, it's hard for them to really deal with it. When they look in the mirror, but when you become could be happy within yourself or within, you won't have a problem. You won't have too much of a problem worrying about what it looked like on the outside, because really happiness and true receivingness of what God's doing for you is, it's on the inside of anybody, because anything, the real us and everything that's real about us, it comes from the inside. If you could be happy with who we are from the inside, you won't worry about all that too much on the outside, and you won't let it overtake you to a certain extent, because when you're having your mind, you know, it's life, and getting older is just part of life living. You can't do anything that what you can't change, no matter how you think, no matter what you want to do. I can remember when I was very athletic when I was much younger, and I just play ball, run up and down the court, you know, do all things. And I was a little older than what I am now and what I was back then. But I just felt so youthful. I said, well, you know, I ain't real obese or anything, I think I still could do it. So I got there to play ball with people that half of my age, but even though, and I was looking like that physically, on the outside, we looked like the same thing. Our body structure and everything looked the same, but by the time I got through playing ball, they was carrying me to my car. I couldn't even walk, because inwardly, the body just changed, and that's another thing that happens when you in your body mass. Your rate, your body mass change. You gain weight, you lose weight, all that take place in the transition of the middle age status and losing the effects of it. All that take place, and your heart rate, all of that change. And a lot of times we may see and we think we could do things, but we really actually can't, because the body is regular and breaking down, because that's the way the Bible calls it to be done. And I'm just saying, ain't nothing wrong with living healthy, doing exercise, that's good, but some things you just can't do nothing about. It's just going to take place because that's the normal thing it's supposed to do. So we just have to just know what we could do for ourselves to be healthy and learn how to embrace the change of being middle-aged, because everybody, if you live long enough, everybody going to get to the stage and the point of being middle-aged. And you're going to go beyond older than the middle age and old and older, so on and so on. But we have to learn how to embrace life and embrace ourselves and do what we could do, you know, what's healthy, rather be young or older, because a lot of times, and it's so serious because of the effects of everything. Sometimes people even could get to the point that they can't deal with the transition of middle age to some of the effects, some people in the way of suicide. And a lot, it affects men more, have a higher suicide rate than females. Even like you, I'm telling you, just even in the effects of change in the middle age status of their life, people could be in suicide because they can't deal with the change. And you have the higher rate for men, they have fear of financial uncertainty. They can't do what they normally do, and they have to provide for their families. And then a lot of times, they see themselves getting older, and females too, they see themselves getting older, and what they do, they start going out and cause a family problem by having infidelities, affairs with people on the outside, trying to be with somebody younger, thinking that'll help you be younger, so you can't accept what's going on with the change. But we just have to just pray and ask God to help us to embrace ourselves for things we can't change because we know. And both in male and female, in the middle age, transitions, I'm not going to call it the crisis, middle age transition, both male to female, their fertility declines with the middle age transition. And what I mean by that, sometimes your sexual drive, your sexual desire is not like it used to be. It's natural, it's true. In most cases, some people last longer than others. And then, you know, people have to go buy Viagra or whatever they want to get, kind of substance to help them try to maintain or to do what they normally did that naturally took place when they was younger. They just certain things that take part in the body. And when people still try to do things, and just say even having been over age or more advanced in age and still conceiving and having children, a lot of times, due to that, a lot of children come out with disabilities, with Down syndrome and different things because of that. And it's just certain things about the hormones and our body just breaks down. It don't be as youthful and strong as it was than we normally was. So things take place like in that. And we know about the hair falling out, about the hair getting gray, and not being able to, our sexual drive is different, and suicide by people can't cope with the change in life, and then people fear can't hold their jobs. Because, like, even now today, if people admit, like, crisis is really stressing because of the change in jobs. And we know what's going on in the world, not talking about the hard to find a job, but people who have jobs, they are not being able to perform like they normally did and they was performing it when they was younger. And it's caused to be like a strain when they get rid of a lot of the older people and coming in with more younger people who will be more productive. And that causes people, and some people with middle age crisis go through to being stressful because of that, by uncertainty of their job. And people have actually lost their job because of that. And a lot of times, people now who have tried to find jobs, and because of the middle age status, what's going on in life, being truthful, a lot of times people is being rejected, and they even being placed and even being hired, considered hired because of a certain age of being over 40, or not just 40, I'm just saying a more seasoned age than somebody that's more youthful. And that is a big strain on people. And it's just some of the effects and things that people go through and go to other middle age transition. But not only that, but it's things that we can do to help us try to maintain a healthy body. Not saying we need to go there and try to be like be 40 and try to act like you're 25 years old. And ain't nothing wrong if you look like that. You can carry yourself as though, because you can act, your age is just be your age, but you can act the way you want to. It comes to a sense, and it's just like Dr. McCoy said, when you get to a certain age, to have signs of being responsible in time and signs of displaying maturity in those ages. But I'm saying the things that we could do to be healthy in our and embrace our transition in middle age transitioning. If you get older and older, and things you could do, you could get periodic, you could get regular checkup, get checkup with your body, go to the doctor. And a lot of times when people get to be a certain age, in the middle of the age crisis, they stop going to doctors and stuff because they feel their body deteriorating and breaking down because they can't walk as long as they used to walk, can't run, you know, can't sing, a lot of things they normally physically going to do, and they just fear going to the doctor. They just knew it was going to be a bad report, and they won't get checked out. But go to the doctor and get physical checkups and exercise and get as much rest as you can get possibly. That'll help you. Regular exercise, if you just walk, that'll help you feel good about yourself, and that'll even help your body physically. It'll help build up your muscles, build up your breathing, your blood pressure, and everything. And work to control your diet and keep your weight down. And a lot of times, the middle age crisis would be a certain age, talk about 40, and most times younger than that, but talking about 40, the middle age crisis, I'm just using that figure because that's what I gave you all based on the college dictionary, 40 up to 60, your body slow down. Your body slow down, and we sit around and stuff like that, and you're easy to gain weight because you're not burning off anything. We sit down, and you move slower, and we're not doing this more active like we used to be. And for one thing, you don't feel that way of doing it because of the age. So you have to just keep that. You got to make sure you control what we eat, control what we do and drink, and get plenty of rest, and get in the habit of saying no to outside demand. So many things that cause, you don't mean to overcrowd your schedules via the middle age person, because I know even for myself, I have to just say no, learn how to say no to a lot of things. And it's not a sin to say no, because when you get to be overcrowded and in the middle of age and everything, you can't do everything like you used to do when you were about 10 years ago or 20, 15 years ago. Everything just changed. There ain't nothing wrong with that. We're not saying don't help or don't get involved with things. Just don't overcrowd your plate, overfill your plate until you can't eat it all. I say it that way. And that way you can't eat it all. And then when you try to eat it all, you get so full you can't move. That's what I'm talking about. Just learn how to say no to things that's not going to benefit you and make you feel better or look better. What you're doing is being in the middle age transition. And then try to eliminate some of your activities and make time for reading and compensating. Yes, take time to do that. Read. Just do some, listen to music and other things that are doing more relaxing. Take time to pamper yourself. And whatever you have to do that is pampering for you, do it. If pampering for you is just not being with nobody, just being isolated, do that for yourself. Everybody's different. Everybody has different temperaments, whatever it takes. But we got to get in a place that we always going to get to the middle age crisis if we live long enough. And we're going to go over the middle age crisis. But it's a blessing. We got to learn how to embrace that, embrace the change by finding a positive thing to do, because we can't change that. And I won't want to change it. I mean, life is good. Life is good. I am glad to be the age that I am, and I am glad, and I pray that any individual here, the sound of my voice, if you at the age of middle age crisis or whatever age you may be, and you're not able to embrace yourself because you can't change what God has already designed to do for the change to take place, ask God to help you love yourself. You have to love yourself for who you are. And a lot of times people be in transition in the middle age crisis because they try to please everybody else, and that individual just making it hard for them because they're trying to please somebody else. They can't change fate. You can't change that. You 60, 50 years old, you're not going to have a Coca-Cola bottle like you used to have that day. Your spouse or whoever, you have to just face it yourself. It ain't going to be like that. You can work on it. Ain't nothing wrong with trying to work on it. But some things we just don't change. We got to learn how to embrace it. But we have found some things. I gave you information about things, some of the effects that people go through in middle age crisis. I gave you some things what we could do to help ourselves to embrace that. But the most thing that we could do, for anybody, any stage you may be in your middle age crisis, because you could be 20 years old and still going through a middle age crisis because it's in your mind. So a man thinking, so he embrace life, embrace things, but embrace the creation of God, the handiwork of God. Because if you 40 years old and things start happening to you, our bodies and things, that's the way it was designed to be. That's with them. You look at somebody who was a baby. Anybody who born a newborn baby, you look at their 12 years old, 15, they do not look the same. If you got somebody 20 years old walk around with a pamper on, something is wrong. Everything changed. We have to learn to embrace our transition in middle age and thank God for us to get there, to embrace it while we're there, and to thank Him we're going to go beyond that because we know God is with us. God bless you, and back to you, Dr. McCoy.
We'd like to thank Dr. Norman Mills for discussing with us today the effects of middle age. And we're going to have Dr. Gloria Castor, and she's going to come back with us on next week. And we will discuss the causes of middle age problems on next week. But we pray, God, that you have was able to receive everything that was given to you on the day. We went through a lot of the material for you so you can get clarity, understanding, so you can embrace whatever age that you are, that you don't have to commit suicide, that you don't have to give up, you don't have to think that it's all over. You may be a little wrinkled. Your skin may not be as tight as it was before, but you know what? That's part of life. You know, that's part of life. And so, therefore, just enjoy life. Enjoy your relationship with Jesus Christ. You know him. If you don't know him as your personal Savior, if you don't know him as the Alpha and Omega, if you don't know him as the soon coming king, then you ought to be able to embrace him. Because you know what? Spending time with God, being able to pursue him, to be able to submit yourself to him, is one of the best things that we can do. You know, the Bible said, the asking it shall be given. He said, the seeking you shall find. He said, the knock at the door shall be open. He said, if we have the faith of a grain of mustard seed, say to the mountain, be thou moved. He said, it shall be moved. So we want you to put your confidence and your trust in God, not in people, but in God. You know, not even in yourself, but put it in God. If you put your confidence and your trust in God when middle age time comes, or whenever you transition from one thing to another, you can know that God is with you, because the Word of God said that he'll never leave you nor forsake you. So we want you just to take hold of some of those nuggets that you've heard today, and you'll be able to share these things with your loved ones and somebody else that need to know. They may be going through a difficult time, and they may have a problem with growing older. And Dr. Norman was talking about the transition in people's hair turning gray or whatever color it is, and you continue to dye it. You know, if that's going to make you feel good, you go ahead and dye it. If you want your hair to be gray, let your hair stay gray. But you need to feel good about yourself, and you need to know who you are. You need to know who you belong to, and that you are very important. And the Word of God said, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. So, you know, sometimes people will put you down, but you need to know that that with Christ, you know, you can do all things, and you don't have to listen to the voice of a stranger, because that's a stranger voice that try to make you feel like you're incomplete, or you can't do this or that. I realize that some things that we have to be responsible to know that when we can't do certain things, then we shouldn't be doing. One of the things that Dr. Moore Dormill was saying about how she's trying to play ball, and she couldn't do the way that she did before because she had gotten her age had changed, was in transition. And a lot of people the same way, the desire to do it, but you have to use wisdom and in what you do, and you have to let God be God and direct you. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We magnify your name. God, we thank you for this broadcast on today. God, we thank you for Dr. Normia, Dr. Gloria Castor. We thank you, God, for the people of God. We ask you, Lord, even now, God, to cause your anointing, God, to rest upon the people that's in our audience, those that are saved, God, that your anointing rests upon them. God, keep them ever before you. God, those that are struggling, God, those that are going through transition, God, those that are throwing their hands up, Father, those that are giving up, Father, for whatever reason, whether their age or job or people that are in their home, God, like Ben was treating his wife with sarcasm. Lord, we pray even now that there will be a change. And God, that people will love you. And if they love you, God, then they're going to love one another and that they'll love themselves because you created and made them. Lord, I pray even now, God, that those that are not saved, they don't know you as Lord and Savior. I pray, God, even now, God, for your word says, if we confess with our mouth, the Lord Jesus, believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, you said, God, that we shall be saved. But Lord, even now, I ask thee, God, to save, deliver, make free, God, those that do not know you, those, God, in the name of Jesus, are living, Father God, out of the bounds of safety. God, I pray even now, God, that they will have a turnaround in their lives. Lord, do it even now. And we thank you, God, and we praise thy name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. You have been listening to the Crossroad broadcast. We want to invite you to come back with us on next Monday as, again, that you will be able to hear professional Christian counselors as they come to you and as we give you insight on different aspects of counseling and of the problems and situations of counseling. May God bless and keep you as our prayer. Tell somebody, ask them to join us on this very time on next Monday. May God bless and keep you is our prayer.